Hi, welcome back to Something New. It's Victoria. And today, I haven't had the best day, honestly, but I'm kind of in a talkative mood, so I'm just gonna get into it. And what we're gonna do today is, oh, also before I get into that, I just wanted to apologize for last week's episode. I couldn't upload it on Tuesday because I had some technical issues with my computer and stuff. But I just wanted to let you know that there will be episodes up every Tuesday. There's not a certain hour, a certain time, but there will be new episodes every Tuesday. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. If you have liked the podcast so far, just want to keep listening. Yeah, here I will see you. Well, not see you. You can Okay, what am I even saying? I'll be here for you every week if you want to come back. So, yeah, let's get into the episode. So, basically, what we're gonna do today is that I'm gonna be analyzing some cliche phrases. If you don't know what that is, it's basically like a phrase that everyone says. For example, everything happens for a reason, which is something I've mentioned in previous episodes. And I'm gonna be analyzing them. I don't have an outline for this episode, so it's just gonna be like my thoughts in these phrases, and I'm gonna tell you whether I agree with them or not because there's some of them that I personally don't stand by. So, yeah, let's get into it. So, I think it's pretty appropriate to start with everything happens for a reason, which is something that I really stand by, and I really like to remind myself of it every single time I can. Especially when I'm struggling and I feel like there's no reason for why this specific thing is happening to me. Or why am I feeling this way? Or anything that is happening that I'm not especially pleased with, or I wouldn't like it to happen. I just view it as a way of something that I can't control, or something that I'm gonna take a lesson from. And not every time it's something I can't control, because obviously if I did something wrong or if I messed up, then that's obviously something I created and something that I set the consequence for with my cause, if that makes any sense. But sometimes things just happen and they're out of your control and you don't want to be in that situation. Let's say you have to move countries, you have to be in a specific country in that period of time, and you really don't want to be there and you really don't want to be in that environment. But you can't do anything about it. So the only thing left for you to do is to acknowledge that you're there and to acknowledge that maybe you're gonna be able to take something away from that. And maybe in the future, you will need that lesson that you're learning right now with those experiences you're taking. Maybe it's hard, but you're gonna get something out of it. Maybe you're having trouble with relationships in your life and with friends and family stuff. But maybe later in your life, you're gonna deal with that as well. And if you didn't have this preparation previously to that event or that situation you're gonna be at in the future, then you wouldn't be pre prepared to face it. And eventually, you would have to deal with that, hitting you and affecting you negatively. So I also view this thing of everything happens for a reason to as a way of thinking that what you're experiencing right now is just a way to experience this earlier in your life than it would have been if you didn't. Because I have this strange theory in my head that at some point in our lives are so long, even though everyone says life is short, whatever, they're in our own minds, in our human brains, it's not a short period of time. If you go through every phase of life, you go through every step, it's not short. Because, imagine all the thoughts you can have in one day. And at the end of the day, the only thing we have with ourselves is our brain. And if we have so many thoughts each day, and then days or months or years, then imagine how many thoughts we can have in a lifetime. And this gives us so much space to grow within ourselves in a lifetime. So I don't think it's a short period of time. And I think, okay, maybe this is a little confusing, but I'm getting to a point here, I swear. I believe that since we have so many thoughts within our period of life, within the whole time we're living, then we are gonna like hit that feeling. We're gonna hit that emotion or that experience or that thought in our heads at some period of our lives. So if we're really struggling right now with that, maybe that's gonna leave us a lesson to when we face that issue or that problem in the future. So we are feeling what we're feeling right now instead of feeling it later and it hitting us much harder. So if you have like this mentality, maybe it's not true. Maybe we don't feel every single thing with our lives, which it's probably true, but also we feel a lot of things. So this can relate in a lot of aspects. But if you view it this way, then you're gonna feel like every single thing you think or every single thing you experience, it's just a lesson, and you're accumulating lessons for the future. So then when you hit that same point in the future, then it's not gonna be as hard. This is only like one take that I have from everything happens for a reason. And I will probably touch on this much more throughout my episodes because this phrase is something that I really like to live by. And I feel like it makes our lives a lot lighter if we think about them that way, or simpler. It just takes a lot of weight of your shoulders once you think about it that way. So the next phrase I have is bring to the table. Like when someone says that you should do stuff that really brings something to the table, they're talking about like doing stuff that you know has like an impact or like does something. So what I mean by this, or like how I interpret it, or like one of the ways I think it could be seen, is that we should acknowledge what acknowledge or knowledge we should like know that we have knowledge within ourselves and we're capable of bringing something to like other people's lives. So a lot of times I personally like find myself talking a lot of like trash, talking unnecessary stuff or like things that don't really contribute to anything and maybe they're even negative. And I really try with myself to like take out those negative things I say or take out those unnecessary things I say and turn them into something that has an essence or like has a positive impact and that I'm really interested in. So I don't want to be like talking just to talk. Sometimes it's fun, like, don't get me wrong, but if we know that we have the capability of like saying something meaningful or like having an impact on other people's thoughts and contributing to their wellness or whatever, if we're having a conversation and we actually know a fact about what they're talking about, or we have an interesting or even an opposing opinion to what they're saying, like, we should just say it. We should just like express what we feel and express what we agree and what we don't agree with, because at the end of the day, that's what's gonna really bring out the best of like the conversation or what's gonna really stick with someone. Because what would be the point with everyone agreeing with everything and everyone saying just like stuff that we already know? So basically, if you know something else or you have an interesting opinion in your own head, just say it, because I feel like if you keep them in too long, then you're just gonna feel like playing with yourself. You're gonna feel like you don't have anything to give, and you have maybe you don't even know who you are anymore because you don't have an opinion on your own since you haven't expressed it in so long. So just express what you do, and don't be afraid of like express what you feel, and don't be afraid of what other people will say back or do, or if they will disagree, because disagreeing is not necessarily a bad thing. People can get things out of it, and if it's all done like in a peaceful way and in like a mature way, then it's gonna be positive. That's what I think bringing to the table is. It's just saying things that are meaningful, especially when you know that you can and you know you have the knowledge. Don't keep it to yourself, because I think you're more than capable of, doing that. Okay, moving on. This next one is a little different because it's a phrase I don't agree with and I don't live by and I don't want to live by, which is better safe than sorry. I know what this phrase is used for, and like it does make sense in like the literal meaning of safe. Like if you're doing something dangerous, of course don't do it, you're gonna be sorry. And if it's harmful, don't do it. Like, yeah. But in the like metaphoric go way of it all, and like how it sounds in my head, personally, I don't agree with it, because, and how I think about it is like, better safe than sorry is like not taking any risk because of the fear you're gonna feel sorry about it later. And I feel like life is too short. I know this is contradicting what I so said earlier about like our lives are really long, but this is a different context, okay? Life is too short to not take any risks. And without taking any risk, there's not gonna be any change. And yeah, change is scary. Change is, I like, it is valid to be to have a fear of change. But you know what's even scarier is nothing changing at all and everything staying the same. And if you're safe, let's say you're in your hometown, you're in your like you have this plan of studying in the same place you're at with your family, everything. That's great. But maybe you want to go explore the world, but you feel like that is your safe space. And maybe if you go to a different country or whatever, you're going to be sorry later. Maybe you're not going to have a good experience, or maybe this, maybe that. And if you stick to that, maybe, then the fear of failing or the fear of whatever is going to take over you and you're not going to end up doing it. And you're probably going to miss out on a lot of experiences. And tying this to everything happens for a reason, you're probably gonna miss out in a lot of lessons as well. Maybe it won't go like amazingly, but you may gain a lot of that knowledge and a lot of that experience that will shape the person you are and will give you a lot of knowledge on your own, and maybe you could be a better person with that. So if you want to do something but you're too afraid because you're gonna get out of your safe space or like your healthy place or whatever you feel like it is, then you're probably gonna end up stuck in that cycle your whole life. That cycle of fear, that cycle of feeling like it's unsafe to make a change. And that could also end you end in a like in a really negative thing. If you're in a relationship that you're not comfortable with, maybe you have a friend that is really toxic and whatever, like you may want to stay with them, or you may want to like continue being friends because you're afraid of what may happen, or like that you're gonna be feeling sorry or you're gonna miss them, then you're just gonna suffer in that relationship and you're gonna let them keep hurting you. And that's not the idea. The idea is for you to like take all the things. There's so many things we could do with our lives. We don't have enough lives to live it all. So we should at least take the opportunities we have right in front of us and make the most out of them and try to leave everything we want as much as possible. Of course, if you want to stay in like the safe space you're at and like that's what you're gonna you want to do with your life and that's what you feel like will bring the most to you as a person, do that. But if you don't, like, don't be afraid of being sorry or feeling later that you took the wrong choice. So, no, it's not always better being safe than being sorry. Next one is you can't judge a book by its cover. This one I feel like ties a lot to high school and the high school experience as a whole, and I'm in high school right now, so I really feel like this one relates to me or like my surroundings right now. So I want to talk about it like from that point of view. And I feel like it relates to high school because in this time of life, not even like high school, but like this, like teenage years, it's when we start like perceiving the world around us differently. And since school is like such a big part of our lives, it becomes like a society on its own. And as we see in movies, there's like different groups, there's like popular groups, and the like, I don't know, you know what I mean. And there's like all these groups. And then I realized that people really perceive people sometimes based on who they get along with. They won't even want to get to know that person as who they are. They just want to know like what friend group they're in. And it has happened to me that when I get to know someone, instead of them asking me like who I am, what I like to do, whatever, they just the first thing they do when they come up to me is say, who do you get along with or who do you hang out with? Because that's what they're really interested in, like who you get along with, not who you are. And of course, if you say something like, if you get along maybe with a group that is disliked by a lot of people, then you're gonna be judged, and they're gonna put you in that like subcategory without you even doing anything or saying anything wrong. And then people are gonna start perceiving you a certain way just because of who you hang out with. Or this could also like be about like the way you look or the way or like what you do. But I'm talking about like specifically who you hang out with and like what group you belong to. And this by people when people do this, they're really missing out on probably getting to know someone that they align with or like maybe that would have been their future best friend, and they will never know because they closed up that door because they just weren't interested in hanging out with a person that wasn't that specific group. Or maybe you are the person that wants to talk to someone new, and then you know that that one girl that you really want to talk to is in this really toxic friend group and that has like a lot of a bad reputation, and then you won't want to get along with that girl because you probably think that she's toxic too, and she talks bad about other people or whatever, and you won't even give her a chance. But what I feel like it's the most important thing in this like phrase of don't judge a book by its cover is just give them one opportunity. You don't need more. Give them an opportunity. Go talk to them. Ignore everything else they have, all the connections they have. Just like pick out them, pick them out from their group, drag them into like a blank room, and picture yourself talking to them. Like blur out that whole other history that the person has, or like blur out all their friends and just concentrate in talking to that person, getting along with that person, and then maybe you can have a perception of that person. Then you're allowed to like judge them, and you're never allowed to judge someone. Just like judge them in your own brain, like perceive them a certain way, or be like, yeah, okay, this person is a liar, or maybe this person is really nice. Just take out all that cloud that is surrounding them and all those messes that are surrounding that person with like everyone they get along with. Just take that out of your brain. Imagine you just met this person in the street. You know nothing about them. You're meeting them for the first time and you just want to get to know who they are. And by this, you're giving them an opportunity and you're not judging them from the beginning. You're just trying to understand who that person really is. And by doing this, you're gonna like open up a lot of new opportunities for yourself and for that person. Maybe that person was trapped in that cycle because everyone was perceiving them a certain way and they didn't even have an opportunity left to be their own self because people already had like an idea of them and they never got to show who they really are. And then if you're in this case, after listening to this, you go up to a person and you talk to them, someone that you felt like you didn't want to talk to them because of their friend group. Maybe you're gonna make that person's day because they're gonna be like, whoa, finally someone is appreciating me for who I am and they're not judging me before they meet me. And maybe you're gonna build a really strong relationship with that person. You may become really good friends, but if you hadn't given that person an opportunity, you would never know. And I feel like this whole episode is tying up, like all the phrases are tying up. I love it. But it's not better to be safe in that situation than being sorry. Because just go out there, talk to that person, ignore everything they have. You get it. Just like appreciate that person for their pure self and for that interaction you have with that person. Ignore everything everyone else has said about that person. If it was like something really bad, of course, you should keep that in mind. I'm talking about like just gossip or things that people insinuate from other people. But yeah, and I feel like this is something really big in high school because all by having all these groups, they kind of like associate all the people that form that group with a certain personality and some like certain traits, when in reality we're or we all are like own human. We all have our own thoughts that are really meaningful, and we have a lot to bring to the table. See, this is really working out. And yeah, you would never know how much you can learn from that person if you don't get to know them. Okay, quickly before we end the episode, I have a last one, which is the grass is always greener. I do not agree with this. If you have this mindset of, I know this, like, this is meant from to be like an optimistic way of putting things, that the grass is always greener, or that if you're in a rough spot, you could always, it's gonna get better. And I do agree with that, but I do not agree with having this mentality, or like having this phrase stuck to your brain. Because if you keep thinking like this, then you're not never gonna be satisfied. Because if you're always thinking like, if you feel like you're in a tough spot, and you feel like it could always be better, or it could always be, you could always be living a better life, then you're never gonna be satisfied with your own. And maybe your grass is already green, but you won't feel like it's green because you have this constant thought in your head that it could be greener, and you're not gonna appreciate how green it is and how healthy your grass is in that moment. Okay, with that metaphor and with everything tied up, I'm gonna end the episode. I feel like it was like a little confusing at some points. I just wanna like keep it clear and say that the ones that I didn't agree with still have a positive side to it, and there's like a lot of ways you can analyze those phrases, which is like why I like them so much. And I also think that that's why they're cliche, because people use them in so many scenarios and they're so meaningful that I know we hear them a lot, and I know we're maybe tired of hearing them. But if you take a second step back and feel and imagine yourself listening to this phrase for the first time and having like a really big, huge realization moment and a like mind explosion, that you can really take a meaning out of them. And yeah, you can also let me know in the podcast if you have if you have like different way of thinking about these phrases. And yeah, thank you so much for coming back to this episode, and I hope to see you in my next week's episode. New episodes every Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening.